Hello?
Hi, is this mom?
Yes.
Perfect. Well, I'm Percy, and I'm calling from Oregon Opinion Surveys, and we're calling to conduct a short public opinion survey. I'd like to ask you a few questions about the issues facing your community and the nation. So does anyone in your household work for, like, a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
How long will this take, just out of curiosity?
Very short. It's, like, less than 5 minutes.
Okay. All right. So
perfect.
Can you repeat the question again? I'm sorry.
Yeah, for sure. So does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
Oh, no. No.
No? All right. Are you 18 years or older and registered to vote in Oregon?
Yes.
Perfect. I know it's still weeks away, but what are the chances that you will vote in the May 21st primary election for Congress? Will you definitely vote, probably vote, 50-50, or will you not vote?
I will absolutely vote.
All right. So since we're going to get a large demographic of all ages, would you mind sharing your age?
62.
All right. Just to be sure we're also representing everybody, may I ask your race?
White.
White? All right. All right. So now I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people using a scale of 0 to 100, in which a 0 means that you would never vote for them. It's like very cold, unfavorable feelings. While a 100 means that you would like definitely vote for them or that you have very warm and favorable feelings towards them. And a 50 is like a neutral. But if you also have no opinion of them or have never heard, if you could also mention that, please. So the first one is Jamie McLeod Skinner.
Just a second here. Sorry, I'm trying to get my brain in gear because I haven't. I don't know what, are they running for Congress? What are they running for? Representative?
I would believe that they're running for Congress, but I have to check.
Okay.
But I believe so.
I'm neutral. I'm neutral. So I guess I would say 40.
50 for 40? All right, 40. And what about for Janelle Bynum?
I have not familiarized myself with the candidate, so this probably isn't going to go, in a way that is educated, right? Because I haven't even looked at all the candidates yet. I can tell you I'm voting Democrat along the entire, my entire voting card.
All right. So, would it be okay if I just put you down as no opinion then about Janelle Bynum? Because, like, you don't really know about
that. That's fine. That's
opinion?
Fine.
All right.
Yeah.
Perfect. So I know it's still a couple of weeks away, but if the May 21st primary election for Congress were held today, for whom would you vote for? Janelle Bynum or Jamie McLeod Skinner?
Whoever is the Democrat.
Oh, all right. Well,
I'd have to look it up and Google it because I really don't know.
All right. Well, no worries.
I have my voter's pamphlet. I was actually getting ready to look through it this weekend, which is the irony. It's sitting literally right beside me that I don't, let's see here. I don't know who, let's see who I'd have to, there's not a listing that I can see of the separate candidates. That's why I asked you what position. I'm just really frustrated. So I used to vote by candidates based upon more information, TMI than for this survey, but I used to vote for the person I felt who was the best candidate, and I just don't think I can risk that anymore and vote for any Republicans because of what's occurring with the Supreme Court. So, and Trump. So, I don't know what to tell you on that. Until I look through my voter's pamphlet and educate myself, I'm not going to be able to tell you on these.
All right, well, no worries. But I actually just searched up a little bit, and if I search up right, I do believe both of them are running for Democratic because they're both part of the Democratic Party.
Oh, okay, then I would, yeah, okay, then I would have to literally research. I usually go online and also, you know, I read through the pamphlet and then I'll go online and look for the person that aligns most closely with my values. Yeah.
All right. All right, well, no worries if you don't really know about them. It's all right, no worries. So have you recently read, seen, or heard anything about Janelle Bynum?
No.
All right, no worries. So the last two questions I have are just for statistical purposes. Just want to thank you so much for staying here this far. So what is the last year of schooling that you completed?
Let's see, midway through college. So I don't know if it's on your
Yeah, like some college would count as that.
Yeah.
So are you married, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Single.
Single. All right. Do you have any children?
Oh, well, technically I'm divorced. Sorry. I think that was one of the categories.
All right. No worries. So divorced?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
All right. I'm so sorry. So do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
All right. So think about your approach to political issues. Would you describe yourself as very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Somewhat liberal.
How would you describe the area where you live in? Urban, suburban, or rural?
Suburban.
Suburban. All right. Well, this is include our survey, Molly. Thank you so much for your time. Hope you have a good rest of your day.
Okay, you too. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. All right. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.